We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If we were ranking the coaches in the NFL after Belichick, two of the guys that would be towards the top of my list would be John Harbaugh and Pete Carroll.
Yep.
And I thought both of them in different ways had very bad weekends. First with Pete Carroll. I know Brian Schottenheimer is going to take the blame. We always love to beat up on Brian Schottenheimer. Yep. I got this novel
although he's
idea.
He's probably one of the better offensive coordinators we've had over the last 20 years.
I got a lot out of Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, a lot. The most.
But ultimately, it comes down to the coach, the head coach.
Sure.
He's the decider. So we could sit here blaming Brian Schottenheimer for his ultra-conservative play calling on Saturday night. Pete Carroll's the head coach. You have yourselves an elite quarterback.
Yep.
Do you agree Russell Wilson's elite?
No question about it.
So he's elite.
Yep.
You clearly can't run the ball against Dallas, which is understandable. The Cowboys were a top five team against the run this year. Chris Carson's not having a big game. Rashad Penny had one big run. Mike Davis isn't doing anything. You're not running the football. So how about instead of the obvious run first down, run second down, throw the ball third and long, how about you try more play actions, and how about you put the ball in the hands
of your man, of the man.
Of the man.
No doubt.
And, Joe, they didn't do it Saturday.
Terrible. I tell you, some of the play, and I said this to you off the air, I'm just, you know, to jump to Harbaugh now.
Yes.
It's not just Harbaugh, Anthony Lynn as well.
Sure.
That was the most conservative play calling game, certainly playoff game, that maybe I could ever remember. The Baltimore Charger game? Both teams.
You know what, though?
It was unbelievable how conservative the play calling was in that game.
Oh, think about
this. It was unbelievable.
After one of the – because remember, the Ravens fumbled three times in their first eight plays from scrimmage.
And finally did give the ball up on the third one.
Right. Dixon fumbles. Right. Ingram forced it. Chargers recover.
Right.
Chargers get the ball on the Ravens' 15-yard line. They run four plays, all run plays.
Yeah.
But you know why I get it on their end? Because they knew the Ravens couldn't score points.
Well, the one thing that the Charger defense did yesterday, which I you got to give them a lot of credit for this, okay? It was a brilliant move. They basically used three safeties as linebackers in this game. Like, basically played seven defensive backs because they wanted to counteract Lamar Jackson and his running in this game. And they shut – this is a team that since Lamar Jackson took over as a quarterback in Baltimore, 6-1, they've averaged like 225 yards a game rushing. Yesterday, to rush for 90 yards.
Unbelievable.
They shut them down completely in this game.
You called what they did and how unusual it was. And Adam Schefter tweeted it last night about how unusual. And give Gus Bradley credit. Here's their defensive coordinator.
Another
guy who's proven out to be really good coordinator.
Terrible head coach.
Terrible head coach.
Indeed.
As we saw in Jacksonville.
Yep.
They utilized 7 DBs on 58 of 59 defensive snaps.
Yep.
The most any team had during the regular season was 7.
That's amazing.
Think about that.
That is amazing.
So they blew away that kind of strategy, and it obviously worked because they could get nothing going offensively, and that's why I kind of defend how conservative they were offensively because they didn't need to be aggressive.
But you know what, though? But they allowed the Ravens to get back in the game. It looked like it was, when they took that 23-3 lead, right, it looked like, okay, it looked like the game was over. I mean, even Romo and Nance are basically anointing them out. They're on their way to New England, yada, yada, and all of that. And they looked like they stopped playing. And after they scored a touchdown to make it 23-10, they recovered that onside kick like at midfield. And the play calling, I'm like, what? They ran two plays, and then they ran a little dump-off pass, and they punted.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Got nothing out of it.
What are you doing there?
I think even at that point, they still had a confidence of they're not going to be able to come back. And even when they scored the touchdown, it only left a minute 55 to go. But
still,
they had enough timeouts
to
obviously get the football back.
And
that hold call
was
huge.
A killer.
Or felt huge.
And how about the call? And this is a gutsy call, and I got to give him credit for this. The third and long play, they throw the ball.
Yes.
He throws it. Now, it was a safe pass, and obviously they weren't trying to get the first down. They were just trying to complete a pass, get more yardage, and let the clock keep running.
Yes.
And they were able to do that.
But you're right. There's
which
a
was
risk.
Huge.
It's a huge risk.
No
now,
doubt.
They
no
threw
doubt.
The football to a very safe target in Antonio Gates.
Right.
But if that
right.
ball ends up on the ground, instead of 45 seconds to go for Baltimore, you're talking about probably over a minute.
Yeah.
Well
a
minute.
Yeah. Now, they made the big play, forced the turnover at the end, and Jackson had trouble holding on to the ball all day yesterday.
But my biggest issue with John Harbaugh, and I still want him to be my head coach. I still want him.
Of course. I'm taking him.
And I like Lamar Jackson, and I still think he has a future in this league.
It better be McCarthy or Harbaugh, I'll tell you that. It better be one of those two guys.
I'm with you. I'd be disappointed if it wasn't.
Disappointed? Ugh.
You have
By the way, don't listen to the guys in the paper because obviously they don't want those guys being head coaches here.
Well, I had a text exchange with a buddy of mine, big Jet fan, good Jet fan, who was telling me that the obvious choice, the guy they have to hire, is Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, he's insane. That guy is. You are insane, whoever you are. That's what we need, a college coach with a losing record who never coached in the NFL. Let's bring him in. So 4 years from now, probably three, we'll be having another. Well, actually, we'll be having two press conferences, the one to name the new general manager and the one to name the head coach.
Well, you know what the good news is? USC's not letting him interview.
I saw that.
They're rejecting these overtures.
Well, didn't he say he might step down?
Yeah,
because
he could, which is risky. Because he's not going to get.
I don't think
he's getting a head coaching job. Well, he may have to settle for a coordinating job.
Yep.
But I thought John Harbaugh had to pull the plug on Lamar Jackson.
I completely agree.
And the moment to do it was after the blocked field goal right at the beginning of the second half.
No doubt.
That was the moment. Look, Lamar Jackson.
Well, that actually would have started the second half with him. But if you wanted to
that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was the Chargers had the first possession.
Right.
They marched down. Well,
that's right.
I forget how. Oh, you know what? They had a big return. That's what it was.
Right. That guy, what's his name? King?
King, yes.
He had two big returns for them in this game.
Yes.
For the Chargers.
And that big return was wasted because Badgley actually missed a field goal.
Right.
It was blocked, actually.
Right.
But at that point, you're still in this game.
Hey.
You're still there.
They blocked the field goal. They blocked the punt. They recovered a fumble in this game, the Ravens, and they got 3 points out of that.
Yeah.
That was it.
Three points out of that. And you know what else? If you're backup quarterback, because most teams' backups are not Nick Foles or Joe Flacco.
No.
But if your backup quarterback, no offense, is Josh McCown, or your backup quarterback is Davis Webb or Kyle Aletta,
right.
I get it.
Right.
You stick with your quarterback.
Right, of course.
You have a guy that won a freaking Super Bowl on your bench.
I couldn't believe Harbaugh stuck
with
him.
Why wouldn't you go to him?
Yeah.
Who cares about next year?
Well, and here's the other thing, too. We know, even if Flacco comes in and pulls the game out, okay? I guess they're worried. And this should not be a factor. And this, is again, goes to the fact that sometimes politics takes over before winning. I'm sorry. And I think we saw that yesterday. Well, what happens if Flacco comes in and pulls the game out?
You win.
Now, you win, but now the fan base is going to be screaming for Flacco to start the game in New England, especially because Flacco's had success against the Patriots in the playoffs.
So what?
No, I'm with you. But this is what goes on sometimes in the mind that we don't think this way because we're fans of what we think about. We want to win, and winning is the only thing that matters.
Right.
You know, sometimes there's a lot of nonsense that's going on.
Oh, it's nonsense.
Of course.
It is absolute. You have to win the freaking game.
No doubt.
And as far as controversy tomorrow, you worry about it tomorrow.
Right. And that doesn't mean that Flacco still wouldn't be out of here at the end of the year and Jackson is not going to be Jackson's team. Right? I mean, I don't think so.
No, I know.
No matter what, Flacco, even if you won the Super Bowl, okay, so he wins the Super Bowl as he's leaving. I mean, you know.
That's fine.
Right.
And you reevaluate things.
Or maybe you do.
There's nothing to worry about at this point.
No.
You have to win the game.
Completely.
You're in the playoffs.
Completely.
And you've got a guy on the bench who put together one of the great Super Bowl runs in the history of the sport.
Right.
He threw 11 touchdowns and no interceptions on their run to a championship.
No question.
And you're letting him sit there on the
bench?
Couldn't
believe it.
And this is a head coach who may not even be back.
And the fan base was, how about Jimmy Smith? And I tell you, I would be this is, again, a situation where these players don't get it. Jimmy Smith, the fans are screaming. They're booing the hell out of him because they want Flacco in the game. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Okay? Jackson's doing nothing. He had a miserable game the whole day. All right? And Jimmy Smith, the defensive back, goes up to the fans and says, hey, he's the one that got us here. You know, these guys, they're like, they're front runners. Well, what are you talking about? They want to win.
No.
I don't want to hear from Jimmy Smith telling me that this guy's not getting a job done, so we got to keep playing him. What?
It's not.
Stop it.
It's not. I sympathize with the Raven fan here because
of course.
I'm not throwing Lamar Jackson away. I'm not even mad at Lamar Jackson.
No, he's started 8 games and he's in a playoff game against a damn good team.
He's the youngest quarterback to ever start a playoff game.
I think he's 22 today.
Right. It wasn't his day.
Right.
You know what? Maybe the booing came across wrong. Maybe instead of booing, they should have just chanted, we want Joe.
Right.
We want Flacco.
Right, maybe.
The booing was just a way to express, I think, which is a very
reasoned
opinion.
They weren't booing Jackson. They were booing Harbaugh for not making the – that's who they were booing.
Yeah,
They weren't booing the quarterback. They're booing the head coach for not making the switch.
Save the kid.
Right.
Save the kid.
That's it.
That's what it's about. And, you know, just for the sake of this argument, can we reinvent history a little bit? I know Johnny Unitas got hurt in Super Bowl V, but Johnny Unitas was pulled from a Super Bowl game. Let's just go with that.
Right.
He was pulled.
Right.
So if Johnny Unitas can be pulled, Lamar Jackson can be pulled. Though I do remember, but I watched that game like last year.
He did get hurt
year.
In that game.
I know he did. Let's just leave that out.
After he threw the touchdown pass to John Mackey.
Yeah.
Right.
But he was
Super
pulled.
Bowl V.
But he was pulled.
Yes.
That's the point.
Right.
So it wasn't an anti-Lamar thing more than it was this guy could give him a spark. Joe Flacco can throw the football downfield.
It was a terrible decision by John Harbaugh.
It was.
There's no other way. You cannot defend it. It was, you had to make the play to Flacco. You had to.
So I think John Harbaugh had a bad day. I think Pete Carroll had a bad day. But they are still both very good head coaches. And if they were both available to coach my football team, I'd take either one of them.
They'll sign. They'll hire Matt Rhule. Don't worry. We'll be going. They'll do something stupid, this franchise. And these guys, and I'm going to say this too, because I am so ticked off at some of these writers, and I'm not even going to go, because I like a couple of these guys, but I mean, some of the stuff about McCarthy, the fact that, well, we can't, he knows who he is, we can't hire McCarthy because he won a Super Bowl and no coach has ever won a Super Bowl with another team after they went to a different team. That's the reason?
Well, no, you can't use that reason.
Well, I'm telling you, he was.
That's not good.
I read it yesterday. I wanted to vomit.
Look, that's history, and it's good to talk about history,
but
that doesn't mean anything.
Maybe, you know, there's a first time for everything.
Well, yeah.
Right?
You can't. If that's the attitude, why, as the Chicago Cubs, would you even try to win? Well, they haven't won a World Series in 100 years. Why bother? They're not going to win.
Of course.
You can't have that attitude.
Of course.
What you need is the most capable head coach. Now, I think the next 48 hours, 72 hours, are going to be fascinating with John Harbaugh. What the heck's going on there?
I don't know.
Are they going to re-sign him?
He says he wants to stay if they want him. That's what I saw.
Yeah, he wants to stay if they pay him the right amount of money, which I don't blame him for.
Of course.
You know, if I'm John Harbaugh, I see what some of these other coaches make. I see what John Gruden got, and I'm like, pay me.
What is Harbaugh making? 6.5?
I think so, but it's only 1 year left, so he needs that long-term deal. So I think what's going to be interesting is what happens in the next few days. Where does the extension talks go? If they go nowhere, I think he becomes available. Mm-hmm. And then we've got to debate it. We've all got to think about it. The Jets have to think about it. Every team's got to think about what would you be willing to give up in compensation?
Well, I would.
Because I think he's a hell of a head coach.
I do. I still, the only reason I'd rather have McCarthy is that I don't have to give up anything to get him. I don't have to give up anything. With that said, if you tell me it's Harbaugh, of course I'm going to be thrilled. I would not give up this year's number one, though.
No, not that's off the table. I agree.
Not this year's number one.
Next, we'll
give up next year's number one, I'll do that. I'm not giving up this year's number one. Can't do it.
No, it's too high up in this draft.
Yep.
I agree with you on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.